Blog Talk Radio.
Judith Pinkerton, a licensed board-certified music therapist and founder of Music for Life. At Music for Life, music is at the core of all that we do, connecting you to the life of your spirit through the life of your senses, with composer Ludwig von Beethoven's quote that says, "Music is the mediator between the life of the senses and the life of the spirit." So how do we practice healing mind, body, and spirit? Well, we plug you into yourself differently. With music at the core, discovering that when you listen or play music, you find out how the music is really playing you. We support you harnessing the power of music to create a healthy lifestyle, connecting you to the life of your spirit through the life of your senses. So we know that it operates from our central nervous system because our senses are those five senses that operate from the central nervous system. I am delighted that you've joined me as we explore together today this month's theme of serving up gifts. Our guest today is Marquita Pierre McAllister, who is an inspirational speaker and spiritual leader for the Center for Spiritual Living Southern Nevada, a spiritual partner with Music for Life. Welcome to the show, Marquita.
Thanks, Judith. It's good to be here again. I always love doing this with you.
Yeah, we are going to be going over a really interesting topic that both of us have a lot of experience with as we look at introducing the fun shop that we're going to be doing on June 12th here in Vegas called UPS, Upleveling Your Periscope. And we make it fun so that you want to go into yourself and rediscover yourself with some fun, very successful tools and tips to rediscover how you can up-level how you do life. So there will be a future online access to this series. So for those of you listening, please sign up for our e-news at Music for Life so that you can receive that future information. And then today, Marquita, we're going to look at music choices to understand how we use music to uncover our gifts and talents and then be able to use them to inspire and motivate us to want to serve others with our gifts. We have our book together called Order Up Your Life, and in that book is a quote that I think is really interesting for us to look at, which is, loving yourself means tapping into your heart and doing, giving the talents and gifts that you and only you were created to give. And I know that with that quote, like, well, some people might be going, yeah, that's really nice, but, you know, I got to work for a living. So I was looking at a recent survey that was done by Deloitte's Shift Index, and they found that 80% of people working hate their jobs. They're dissatisfied with their jobs. So
that is too low.
I can't even imagine, you know, doing that. I think back when I was working for somebody else for a long time. And, you know, initially at the tender age of 19, I needed a job. I was freshly married, and my husband had quit because of some health considerations. And I had to start working and stop going to school. And so I started working for a retail management company and started figuring out how to rise up the chain. And I got motivated with really doing that. But there was a point in time where it wasn't really working for me because I knew that it didn't have any music in it. And it there started being a real void in my life after years of being in retail management. And I finally was so void of what I truly loved in my life that I was close to a severe nervous breakdown, and I ended up quitting. If you can imagine this, I quit 1 week before Christmas. And only because I was so good at my job did they offer me a six-month sabbatical. They didn't care that it was a week before Christmas. They wanted me back. I was like, no, you don't get it. I'm not going to another retail company. I am getting out of retail. I am getting back into what I love. And took a hiatus for a couple months and traveled and stayed with family and, you know, re-looked at my career. So at that point, I was still at the tender age of 26.
Oh, wow.
And dissatisfied with what was happening. And so I really started rediscovering who I really was and found myself creating my own businesses after that. And so that's what I've been doing ever since. I've been self-employed. And so we're going to together, because I know you've got a similar story of looking for that which makes you want to get out of bed in the morning and work. Although I've had people say, and I'm sure you have as well, you know, you never work a day in your life because we're constantly playing and having fun at what we do.
Creating, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, you know, exploring. We got so much to talk about, but it's looking at this quote of loving yourself means tapping into your heart and doing and giving the talents and gifts that you and only you were created to give. So if there is so much hatred and anger and stress about a job that you're in, there's a lot of emotional tension that you've got to dig through to find your heart, to find your inner spirit. So we've got some music that may or may not be successful. We have other tips, too, about how to get past all that emotional tension. But for our listeners who are really wanting to be able to discover or rediscover their gifts and talents, what tips do you have, Marquita, for being able to tap into your heart and find what really has meaning for you?
You know, first off, I think I would say, and this is many of the things that we teach at the Centers for Spiritual Living Southern Nevada, is that you get to take some contemplative time to find out what it is you love to do. What is it that you love to do? And you go, yeah, but that's not going to pay the bills. And I want to say to people who say that's not going to pay the bills, you don't know that. Okay? The universe is really, really large, really, really large. And within each and every person, the reason there's gifts and talents is because there's something trying to express through you, and we have a tendency not to marry that with how we're going to get finances, how we're going to pay our bills. And so things are really pretty backwards. So can you imagine spending half of your time, because you sleep part of the time, right? So half of your time or more in the awake state at a job you don't like doing? That's wild, okay? And I'm sure the universe did not create people to do that. No, instead it created people to do these gifts and talents. So the first thing when you're in that cycle of being in a place you don't like to be and you're doing this work you don't like to do and all of that is to really take some time to contemplate what's really going on. Number one, what's going on is that the person is at a low energetic vibration, if you will, right? So they're going to this job they hate. They have probably nothing too good to say about it, or it's just they're closed down.
So now the gifts and talents that you like to do, you put aside. Maybe you don't do them. Maybe you only do them on the weekend. But there's a mismatch in how you're really spending the majority of your time. You're spending the majority of your time at a low vibration, at a place where, hey, I don't really want to do this. I can get some laughs, but ugh, right? And then maybe on the weekend you have a little bit of time where maybe you draw or you dance or you do something creative or maybe you do like really helping other people, so you go do that. But there's a mismatch as to the perspective of what you're doing with your time. Because in most of us, when we're at a job that we don't like, we're thinking about how much we don't like what we're doing. We're thinking about how I can't wait till the day is over so I can go home. And what a way to spend life. Well, what is it? What's the normal thing? Oh, thank God it's Friday. You know, that whole mentality of it may be Monday, I can't stand being here, but can't wait until Friday. My God, most of your life is being gone before you're even there. So part of that we talk about is, one, shifting your perspective about what you are doing at your work, and that's a whole other seminar, right? And then when you do have alone time, when you're not at that place, contemplating and really spending time on what is it I love? What do I love to do? What do I do naturally? What am I already gifted at? It could be reading. It could be dancing. It could be painting. It can be theater. It can be who knows. I mean, every person is endowed with gifts and talents. It's about spending time to contemplate what that is and then spending time on seeing yourself and feeling yourself giving that away to the world. And I do mean giving it away, because if you love doing it, you're happy to do it for free. If you will just have the mindset of I am to give this away, the monetary stuff will come, but the universe needs to know that you're serious about doing this thing versus where you're spending maybe a lot of your time Monday through Friday at some job. And so you get to play with what it looks like if I was to just do this all the time, how much fun I'd be having. That kind of sitting down in contemplation raises your energy. You start to feel good. You start to smile good. The music that you are playing, trust me, the music you play when you hate a job and the music you play on your time off that you enjoy probably can be two different things. And it certainly is happening to you emotionally in two different ways. You want to spend time on that which you love to do. And when that quote says loving yourself is, it means that spending time in the place where your gifts and talents are is the way that you love yourself. That's really, really important. Then you can give yourself to the world more effectively. That's just one piece that you can start to work on that with.
Yeah. So when people are noticing that they may only be slightly engaged with their workplace job, or there's another Gallup State of the Global Workplace report that showed that only 13% of workers feel engaged by their jobs. On the other hand, 63% were not engaged and 24% were actively disengaged, meaning that they hated their jobs passionately. So when that happens, what I've discovered is the music medicine pills, also known as mood sequence formulas at Music for Life, are really good at being able to significantly reduce stress in as little as 15 minutes so that you can start reconnecting with yourself and getting all of that stress or the anger or the anxiety or the depression or the sadness out of the way so that you can reconnect with your spirit. And then you can start looking at what truly do I love? What is in my heart? And another thing that might help our listeners is to start asking those that are close to you about what they see your gifts as being. If you're so clouded in passionately hating what you're doing, that maybe others have a long-term sense of who you really are and can help you also uncover that. We've got some music possibilities here for uncovering your talent. There's another Beethoven quote I kind of laugh at because he's very adamant to say, to play without passion is inexcusable. So he's pretty adamant about, you know, when you play Beethoven, you better be passionate. But thinking about not just playing an instrument, but when you play life, that if you play life without passion, that is inexcusable. And so this particular piece of music is referenced from our book called Order Up Your Life, where we're recommending that you actually listen to his Symphony Number 7, the second movement called the Allegretto movement, to see if it can help you to start dissolving some of that tension that could keep you from connecting to your inner spirit. So I recommend Ludwig von Beethoven's Symphony Number 7, the second movement. We'll have the link to that on the blog. And then looking at that, because that's a little bit more of a soothing, slightly energizing piece, you might need to kind of shake things up a little bit to try and find that spirit. So Peaches and Herb have a wonderful song called Shake Your Groove Thing.
Yes, yes.
Just imagine just shaking it out of yourself, you know, as you're looking at what puts that smile on your face. Because sometimes we have to get ourselves into that happy state, which that song could do. It's energizing. Just to start noticing, gee, there's a smile on my face. What could possibly put a smile on my face? What could I do that would put that, that keep that smile on my face? And then there's a couple other songs. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir has a great rendition of This Little Light of Mine. And again, another soothing song that could really help you uncover that inner light. And what is my light to shine so brightly? And being able to tap into that kind of a slightly soothing, slightly energizing song. I love, there's another song too, and again, we'll have links to these songs on the blog. Jared Radnich has a song called Don't Stop Believing that he does totally on piano. And oh my gosh, the way he attacks the piano, I know you've seen his videos. He has you convinced that you will not stop believing in yourself once you experience the way that he plays that song. And then if we want to really continue affirming the good that we see, Janice Stanfield has got a great song called All the Good. And it's like waking up in the morning, right, and being grateful for the good that surrounds us. Sometimes when we wake up, we might have some residuals from the night before or the day before or whatever that clouds our vision when we wake up. And this song might help you in a soothing, mildly energizing way to really tap into what is that good. I need to be able to find that good so that that smile could come on my face and I can remember what brings me joy, what I love to do. And then you can notice the tumbling of going into greater and greater heartfelt happiness in looking at what your talent is that you would love to be able to share with others. So all of this, Marquita, is looking at just how to uncover that talent, what to look for, how to dig down and find what our gifts are. And then the next stage is really looking at when you uncover that talent and you really focus on it, you automatically want to share it with others. And in that sharing, you're growing it and you're doing it more. When you notice that you love to do it without thought of whether you're getting paid for it or not, then you know you've hit gold. that you've hit that sweet spot, right?
Yep, absolutely. I counsel people on, you know, because many people aren't dissatisfied with the jobs that they're in, and but I don't have time and I can't really make a living at my art or whatever their thing is. And so I say to them, okay, so you know, if you know what your talent is, you know what your gift is, and you love it and you'll do it for free, then go and give it away anyway. And they're like, but I need to make money at, you know, I have to have this job and I have to do that. I need to make money. And I'm like, okay, it's all backwards. Okay. You're going to keep doing the job. And here's what's important when people are trying to transition from a job that they don't like to a life that they dream of. One is you must always, and you talked about this, you alluded to it with Janice Stansfield's song, All the Good. And that is this idea of waking up and thinking about the good, the gratitude idea. You wake up, move yourself into gratitude, and then
in that energy, you move, you go and you do the job that you so-called don't like, but looking for the good in it and being grateful and thankful to it. One of two things happens. You've already kind of talked about, you know, one of the things that happens is you end up going, this really is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Let me quit. Okay? You quit the job. You quit the job and just are so self-determined that I'm going to do something else, and that's what you end up doing. Another thing is that when you're in the job that you don't like, if you will simply carry the attitude of gratitude, the energy of gratitude, thankfulness, and keep your mind posted on the gifts and talents that you're here to bring, whatever makes that, like you said, put that smile on your face, whatever you would do for free, keep that in the background as you're doing the job that you're doing, looking for the good and making sure. And the idea here is to keep your energy up. When you go to do the job that you supposedly don't like, keep your energy up because, and keep your vision in front of you, what happens is something will shift. For you, it was kind of, okay, I'm out of here. I got to go do this other thing. And so you went and did that. For me, it was a little different. My story's a little different in that I worked for the welfare department, and I was a welfare worker, and I just did not like doing that work. I liked it, and I just hated it. The only thing I liked was that the days went by really fast because it was so busy, so overwhelming. But I just didn't like the work itself. But I got into understanding how the universe works and how life works and how, you know, keep my energy up and be grateful for where I'm at. And so my being grateful for where I'm at and keeping my energy into looking for the good and look for good in people, even though there were some interesting circumstances, what happened was I did move up the ladder, but I only moved up the ladder into something that I liked more, which was interesting because those are the things that then came up for me to go into. So my last job at the welfare department was something I – well, actually, it was the second to the last job. Second to the last job I did there, I loved, and I kept thinking to myself, oh, my God, you people are paying me more than you've ever paid me before, and all I'm doing is playing. All I'm doing is playing every day. I had such a great time. It also happened to be, therefore, that I got the best job performance in doing that. Why? Because, of course, I'm going to do an excellent job because I'm having fun and playing. What's interesting is that then opened up other avenues to move me out of the welfare department, to move me into, for me it was ministry. You know, I went to sales, went to ministry. So if you'll keep realizing that your talents and gifts are always there for you to use and to give away and to do what you would do for free, because I was doing that last job, I was doing that on the side for free in a different venue, in a different way. And then that talent turned into a job opening at the welfare department. You never know, right? You never know. If you just move into doing your gifts and your talents and giving it away or just doing it no matter what, you never know what's going to open up. For you, you went into self-employment. And for me, it was years later, then sooner or later, then I went into self-employment. So it's amazing how if we'll just sit and recognize what our gifts are and then seek to stay in the vibration of the gift and seek to give it away, you know, volunteer or whatever you have to do.
Yeah, it's a real careful shift sometimes where you just need to take one step at a time. So, for instance, say you found your gift of what you love to do. Maybe it's creating jewelry, you know, and or maybe it's teaching others how to make their jewelry or, you know, something where you're like, how can I share this with others that would be meaningful for them and me love what I'm doing? And then you offer it out for no charge, and then you might kind of shift into, I'll accept donations because this costs me something, you know, to be able to do. It just funds me being able to create the materials or have the materials or whatever. So it's that real careful shift that really underscores this quote that I love from Aristotle. And I love these ageless quotes. It's like, there must be something to it or they wouldn't have lived or, you know, survived 2,400 years. So Aristotle says that where your talents and the needs of the world cross, there lies your vocation. So it's that careful provision of sharing it out to people that desire it, that you start noticing what people desire and you start inquiring further about that. And before you know it, something has completely opened up for you to now shift it from your avocation to your vocation. So as we look at some songs that can support that, serving up, right, being able to serve others, there's a song by American authors that's called The Best Day of My Life, which could reinforce, yes, I'm doing what I love to do. This is the best day of my life. And then there's another song by Blue Suede called Hooked on a Feeling, you know, and it's that feeling different from what that job could have been where you passionately hate it, you know, hooked on that feeling of passionately loving what you do and wanting to grow that feeling. And it's, you know, it's what we say, that what you focus on will grow.
Absolutely.
And then there's...
You know, speaking... No, I was just going to...
Go ahead.
Something you and I had talked about was the people who... Back to the statistics. The people who don't like their jobs, hate their jobs, are clearly they're in the wrong job, meaning that they're just for the paycheck. So much is happening with that in that... That means that they have somebody else's job. Because for you to be in a job that you hate means you're blocking the person who would like to do what you're doing. You're in their space. You should be in another space and allow someone who would love to have that job, that's their talent, that's their gift, that's what they want to bring to the job, allow them to have that job, and you go find what you're supposed to do. See, it's all backwards when we think we're going to a job to collect a paycheck. That is so not why you go to a job. I know it looks like that, but that's so short-sighted, and you're blocking somebody else's good. And you want to be in the flow of your own good. And so that the feeling, you want to get to learn to get hooked on the feeling of I'm feeling great all the time, because that's when you do your best. Because the people who are in the wrong jobs, who hate their jobs, are not doing their best, right? Which means the company suffers, they suffer, and they suffer physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually when in the wrong job. So it's better to go into something, even if you have to switch to a job that you at least don't hate, you just like a little bit better until you can continually move into something that you just absolutely love. Instead of being a roadblocker. Don't roadblock somebody else's job.
Yeah.
You know, do that. Yeah, move into something better.
Yes.
Better.
And there is a song by Whitney Houston that supports that. The song is called I Want to Dance with Somebody. So who do you want to dance with that makes the work fun?
Yes. Work is supposed to be, you know, this whole thing about work, and which is why we do the fun shops, right, instead of the workshop. It's like work has the connotation of hard or don't want to do it. And so learn to have your work be your place. So you can go, I'm going to go play. The whole time I had the spiritual center in Alaska, I would say, I'm going to church or I'm going to go play. I never said I'm going to work every day. I did not go to work. I'm going to go play right now or I'm going to go to the church. That's how I always talk to myself and tell everybody else. I let go of the word work.
And I know there's a real careful balance of looking at what you do passionately in your job, not calling it work, but making sure, too, that you've got good balance in your life, that you don't become so full of play in your job that it compromises other areas of your life. And I'm guilty of this at times where I'm just so focused on doing what I do that I forget about family or whatever else, right? So we have to always be mindful about having that right balance in our life. We're coming to the end of our show, Marquita. Can you believe that 30 minutes has sped by so fast?
That's fast. But it's been fun,
so
that's for sure.
We encourage people to connect with us outside of this show. Thank you so much for sharing your experience of how to uncover our gifts and talents to inspire and motivate us to be able to serve others and then play at our jobs on Music for Life Radio. We are listening to Music for Life with Judith Pinkerton, where we practice healing mind, body, and spirit. Thank you, Marquita, for being with us today.
Loved it. Tell everybody, come to the fun shop June 12th.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you if you're in Las Vegas, or come to Vegas and experience
how the power of music and the word can change your life now. Make it a great week.